Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at how to talk to women. Get her to like you and want you with effortless, fun conversation and never run out of anything to say. How to Approach Women, Dating Advice for Men. Written by Ray Asher, narrated by Russell Newton. Part 1, The Fundamentals. Chapter 1, Your Mindset and How It Affects How People View You. Have you ever met someone who seemed nice and attractive, but within 5 minutes of talking to him or her, they were so negative and crude that they actually looked ugly to you? I remember once I met a model that I had actually seen in several men's magazines. She was blonde, tall, and every curve was in the exact right place. This woman was the idea of what I thought a woman should be physically. In short, she was gorgeous. Then she opened her mouth. Every word that spewed out was full of sarcasm and hatred. She had opinions on everything, and usually it was how much she despised it. She even let out a few choice comments about people that could be viewed as nothing less than prejudice. Within moments, I no longer saw the beautiful model, but instead a truly foul, undesirable human being. That's what happens when someone sees a negative mindset in a person. So you need to make sure you are in a place where you put off positive vibes that women will respond to. This is your mindset. Now, it doesn't mean you have to suddenly become Mr. Cheerful Optimist and think the world's a beautiful, flower-filled place. No. It just means that you're being positive, confident, and moving forward as a man. Dangerous mindsets. There are a number of pitfall mindsets that people can fall into that will destroy not just their social and interpersonal lives, but can take them down in regards to their career and even their family. Even more so, women pick up on these mindsets and are not going to be attracted. Chapter 2, Self-Accountability and Self-Worth. Before you can really connect with another person, you have to be in touch with yourself. You have to have control over your emotions and really value who you are as a person. If you don't, you're not only going to not attract the right woman, but you won't be able to keep her. In some cases, missing out on your own confidence is going to lead you to the wrong kind of woman. While you're out there looking for the right woman, you could inadvertently attract a toxic woman, the kind of woman who will prey on men who aren't all that confident or who will help them create the drama which they thrive on. This definitely isn't what you are looking for here. You don't have to have it all together, but she needs to know that you have the tools and a plan to move your life forward before she's going to be interested in being a part of it. How you destroy your own self-worth. Sometimes as humans, we have a horrible habit of self-destruction. It might be because we don't believe we should succeed, or possibly we're dealing with mental programming of low self-esteem going back to childhood. There are many ways that we do this to ourselves, and in order to be successful with the opposite sex, you need to purge these actions from your life. You use alcohol as a social crutch. Look, I'm not passing judgment. I enjoy drink as much as the next guy. But if you don't feel like you can be social without having a few, then something is not right. This includes marijuana, too. We all grew up with the idea of liquid courage, that if we have a couple of drinks, it will help with nerves and give us the power to be more sociable. In college, a lot of people just take it as... Chapter 3, The Alpha Male, Truths and Myths. That's what women say they want, the alpha male, the confident, assertive man who always gets his way. They claim that it's genetic and primal, that they want to be a pack leader. Of course, there are those women who find the alpha male a big turnoff. They'd rather have the considerate man, the thoughtful man, the sensitive man. But still, there seems to be a decent number of women who are interested in the alpha male personality type. But what if I told you there is no such thing as the alpha male, at least not the way people think? The alpha male myth. The term alpha wolf isn't real. It's based on the research of a scientist named L. David Meck, who wrote the book The Wolf in the 1970s, based on his wolf observations at a wildlife preserve. Meck came up with the concept that there was one alpha wolf that was the dominant leader of all the other wolves. The book was a huge hit and coined the phrase alpha wolf, which people began to apply to people. Their reasoning was that people must behave like wolves, even though we have no other connections to them. After the book was released, Meck went back and studied wolves again, but this time in the wild, he realized that he had been incorrect in his findings. Wolves don't have a dominant hierarchy the way he had assumed, he realized. He tried to make his findings public, but by then it was too late. The idea of the alpha male had taken hold. But that doesn't mean anything, right? The more aggressive, athletic, assertive guy is an alpha, and he's going to always get what he wants in every situation, right? Not always. Imagine you are the star college quarterback. You're the most popular guy on campus. Chapter 4, What Women Want. I've always heard that women are really complicated to figure out. I have to disagree. I think you need to start with the fact that every woman is different, and you need to embrace that. But I've learned in my experiences with them what they want when talking to men. The top 10 qualities women say they look for in a man. 1. Confidence. 2. Sense of humor. 3. Reliability and honesty. 4. Not a pushover. 5. Intelligence. 6. Resourcefulness. 7. Passion. 8. Ability to communicate. 9. A protector. 10. Physicality or attractiveness and sex appeal. So let's break these down. Confidence. It just keeps coming back to this, doesn't it? Women love confidence. It's sexy and pulls them in. Remember, there is a difference between confidence and cockiness. Confidence is often unspoken, more of a vibe than the actual words. It's the way you stand and the way you speak, and women can't get enough of it. Sense of humor. Having a sense of humor isn't just about telling a joke, but also about not taking yourself too seriously. If you tease her, she's probably going to tease you back. In fact, you should hope she does, because that's a sign she's flirting back and interested. So don't get easily offended. It's one thing to let a joke slide off you, but if you actually got insulted by a legitimate insult, make sure you don't get angry and just let it go. Although, it might be time to walk away. Part 2, In the Field. Chapter 5, Those First Few Words. You see her across the room. She's beautiful and exactly your type. You have the courage. You know what you're going to talk about. So you start across the floor. Wait, hold on a second. Before you walk over, are you ready? How you present yourself. In How to Attract Women, I extensively go into how to develop your own style, dress, and take care of your appearance. We also covered hygiene in How to Flirt with Women. But if not, make sure to check it out. They will help you immensely. So before you head out the door, ready to meet someone new, I offer a rundown of this quick checklist. Hair looks good? How's the breath? Are the clothes straight? Fly isn't open? Know what you're going to say? How's your mindset? Is it positive and solid? Seriously, fly's not open, right? Still not ready? Why? Fear. It's possible that you want to walk over and feel ready, but are still afraid. So, what if you're afraid to go speak to a woman? Well, first of all, it's normal. You're excited. You see a hot girl, your heart's pumping a bit. Here's the short answer. Conquer it. That's what you have to do. Whether you have to just take a deep breath and take the plunge, or mentally prepare yourself, you have to find a way to get over it. What are the most common fears you might be experiencing? What if she says no? Rejection sucks. It does. It doesn't matter if it's from a girl, a job, or anywhere. We don't like to feel rejected. Chapter 6, Connecting and Chemistry. It doesn't matter how much effort you put into talking with a woman. If you don't have some sort of connection or chemistry, it's not going to move forward. As I've said before, sometimes it's instant before you even utter a word, but that's not always going to happen. However, you can do things to make the attraction and connection stronger from the first moment she sees you. Making an instant connection. There are several ways you can make sure you connect with someone. It's about making them feel comfortable with you, as if you have a history. In order to do that, make sure you incorporate these points early in your conversation. Listen. When people know they're being heard, they're more likely to feel connected to you. It's universal. Everybody wants to feel important. So when you acknowledge that you are listening and comprehending what she's saying, that bonds her to you, helping create a quick and strong connection. Make a strong first impression. When you first speak to her, make sure you come across as well as possible. Stand up straight, speak clearly, and, of course, smile. The more confident you are, the more of an impression you will make. Don't stay in the shallow end. Always remember that this woman probably gets hit on a dozen times a day, and most of the men who do it have no idea what they are doing. You need to differentiate yourself, which is easy to do because you do know what you're doing. Don't be superficial. Don't fall into small talk or cheesy lines. Be real. Go right into the interesting conversation, and she's going to be impressed. Chapter 7, Having a Conversation. Having a conversation isn't difficult. We have them with dozens of people as we move through every day. But having a conversation with a woman you're interested in is going to be something different. Topics. Topics are going to depend on two things, you and her. You need to learn what topics she's passionate about and how deeply she's interested into delving into them. Personally, I'm a big news junkie. I read the news all day long and will often follow stories as they develop. I like to be on top of everything. Now, some women I talk with love to keep up on the news as well, while others barely know where to find Washington, D.C. on a map. But that's fine. That just means I gauge the conversation. Sometimes I'll be ready for a heavy political discussion with a woman, while other times it's just a simple current event headline that she found interesting, but not because she wanted to know, it's because I knew it and she was impressed by my knowledge. Or I'll steer to something else altogether. Usually, there are certain topics that are safe to pursue until you learn a bit more about the woman. Pets. She doesn't have to have pets of her own, because odds are she had at least one pet growing up that was her favorite. If you both share having pets currently, it opens up the whole world of topics, especially if they're the same, such as you both have dogs. But if one of you is a cat person and one of you is a dog person, fret not. It's actually a great opportunity to have a fun debate about which is better. While you should never give in that her way is better, don't be mean or cruel. Just be playful and tease her a bit. But the fact is that you both love animals. So nobody is wrong. Chapter 8, How to Steer a Conversation. It's really not that difficult to move a conversation to certain topics. We do it all the time. How often have you made small talk with someone at a bank or during a meeting before you got down to business? It's the same principle with steering a conversation, but you want to make sure that the person whom you are talking with is going to be open to the new topic. Part of this is done through observation and listening, and the rest is all in the presentation. While it's obviously fun and sexy to talk about sex with a new woman, it's also a great way to learn if you do end up sleeping together. You might get a hint at her likes and dislikes and can implement them when the time is right. Prime the pump. Start using words that set the foundation for talking about sex. Telling a woman she's sexy is more about a feeling than how she looks. You can tell her she's sexy and look at her in a way that she knows you're talking about the way she looks. She might take it as a compliment, but you can make it mean much more. Tie it to something deeper. Her laugh, her sense of humor, the way she talks. This makes it much deeper and less superficial. Talk about love and passion, not about sex. Women respond to mood and emotion, while men usually respond to visual cues. So if you tell her how hot you thought a love scene in a movie was, she's probably not going to feel the same vibe. However, if you told her you thought it was sensual and talked about the characters, she's going to be drawn in and be more open to discussing things of a sexual nature. You don't want to come across as some horny teenager who saw a boob on the... Chapter 9. How to get past the small talk and get her phone number. You've been talking a few minutes and she seems like she's into you. But will she give you her phone number? Will she go out with you? First of all, you need to be in the mindset that, of course she will. She's given you no reason to think she wouldn't, so keep that positivity. You have to believe that every woman you are interested in will give you her number. It's not arrogance. It's just a feeling of positivity and abundance. You're an intelligent, good-looking, and interesting guy, so there's no reason she would not want to get to know you. If you operate on this level, you will radiate confidence. So, how do you move the conversation to a point where you can get her number? Small talk to real conversation. The biggest trick to moving from small talk and casual conversation to something more meaningful is to validate her interests and pull them into a deeper conversation. All this means is to find the small things in what they're saying or doing that can be seen as important by both of you. Let's try a hypothetical situation. You're at a coffee shop and you notice a beautiful woman waiting for her coffee right next to you. You give her a smile, she smiles back, and you have some good eye contact. She comments on your shirt color and you thank her. Right as your coffee comes, you notice she has a nice bracelet that is very unique. You comment that it's really cool. She smiles, thanks you, and says she got it when she was traveling in Asia. You say, "That sounds cool," and she smiles, says goodbye, and leaves. What happened? You had the perfect opportunity to turn casual small talk into a much deeper conversation. She gave... Chapter 10. How to tell a story, joke, or just have a conversation. Years ago, I did a few open mic nights at a local comedy club because I wanted to get over any fears I had of speaking in front of crowds. I worked up a few minutes and got a few laughs. It definitely wasn't for me, but it was a great experience. I got to see a lot of comedians those nights and learned a lot from just watching. Not everybody is a great joke teller. Some people are just natural storytellers, but if that's not you, I have you covered. To start, always know your audience. If you just walked up to her and she has a cross around her neck, you might not tell her a joke about a naughty priest. Always tell jokes that are appropriate to who is around. If you're going to tell a dirty joke at a wedding, make sure the 6-year-old flower girl isn't standing nearby listening. Keep it short and witty. Make sure it's pertinent to the situation. It comes off really weird to tell a joke about cows after they just told you the story of a car accident as a child. Get it right. You don't want to screw up a punchline or reveal. Try starting off the joke as if it's something that really happened to you. Then the punchline hits. For example, I was in the hospital for 6 months. Then they kicked me out because I thought it was a hotel. Don't guffaw at your own joke. Just offer a wry smile that you know it's funny. Types of humor. Everybody's sense of humor is a little different, including women. Some women like dry and witty, others like stupid jokes. Most are fans of a little off-color and innuendo humor. So if you can figure out... Chapter 11, what you can learn from sources other than her. This is where you get to play a bit of the Sherlock Holmes game. Sure, you've been listening to her and finding things out, but there are other ways to learn. Her appearance. Women take a great deal of pride in their appearance and their own personal style. So first of all, a reminder to compliment them on the style, not just the appearance. Her purse. Is it high fashion? Is it more of a backpack? Does it have a big designer label or trademark? The type of purse she has says a lot about her. High style usually means high maintenance and possibly a preoccupation with money and trend. A backpack purse usually means a casual girl who's more into the guy. Her clothes and shoes. It depends on where you are, but the fashion she is wearing will tell you a lot. Is she dressed to impress, or is more about her own style and comfort? If she's wearing tighter clothing, it's usually a sign of high self-esteem and low body issues, which means she's fun and knows what she wants. Probably fewer games. Often a woman, like a man, who wears baggy clothes has body issues. It doesn't mean they aren't great women, just be careful about certain subjects when you're talking until you get to know her a bit better. Check her shoes. Do they look stylish? If so, she could be a fashionista. Of course, these are just guides. There are a lot of women who may be overcompensating, and they might wear tight clothes despite the low self-esteem. Similarly, many women wear baggy clothes because they care more about comfort than appearance rather than from any body issues. Her nails. Chapter 12. Online and texting conversations. So much of our life takes place through texts, apps, and online. We pay our bills, shop, and find love. The rules of having online conversations are a bit different than person to person. Sometimes you can push subjects into a sexier territory, while other times you have to be careful that what you wrote isn't taken out of context. If you can learn how to maneuver through the digital world, you have the opportunity to have amazing conversations full of flirting and fun that will lead to dates and more. Texting. Texting is a huge part of how we communicate, but too easily, misunderstandings can arise. Many of these can be avoided by following a few do's and don'ts. Texting do's. Always double-check what you write before sending. It's just nice to check grammar and send something readable, but you also don't want to accidentally send her a message whose meaning was changed because you used the word sex instead of six. If you haven't texted them before, make sure you mention who it is in the first message. Mention your texting habits casually. Let her know if you're always on your phone or tend to leave it aside while you're doing things. That way, she'll know how you tend to text. Try to learn her style as well. Save the big conversations for in person. Plant some seeds with some flirting and comments, but if you have big questions or want to delve into a subject, wait until you're face to face. It's okay to send a funny photo or selfie, but don't hit them with a dozen all at once. Chapter 13. How to talk to women in other countries. Traveling is no reason to suddenly stop talking to women. In fact, meeting and talking with women in other countries can be an amazing experience. Even aside from potential romance, it's a way to learn about the world, other cultures, and practice your conversational skills. Living overseas. As I've said before, I've had the pleasure of traveling around the world. I've also lived while I've worked in certain countries for a few months at a time. If you get the opportunity, I would highly recommend it. If you're just looking to live overseas for a few months or maybe a year, becoming an ESL teacher is a great option. In some countries, it pays really well, and you're provided with travel and accommodations, and you still have a lot of time to socialize with the locals. If you're looking for something more adventurous, cargo ships and container vessels often look for crews in exchange for a salary, room, and board. You can cross the ocean in about 2.5 weeks and have enough to have some fun or go on to the next port. How to approach women abroad. This is going to be different from country to country. In How to Flirt with Women, I discuss some of the differences in cultures and body languages in other countries. Every place is going to be different. The easiest way is simply walking up with a smile and saying hello. As long as you are polite and unassuming, you are most likely going to have a pleasant experience. Note, make sure you understand how things work in the country you visit. There are some where it is considered improper for women to be approached by or for them to talk to strange men. Hostels. Depending on where you are staying. This has been How to Talk to Women. Get her to like you and want you with effortless, fun conversation and never run out of anything to say. How to Approach Women. Dating Advice for Men. Written by Ray Asher. Narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2020 by Ray Asher. Production copyright by Ray Asher. Amazon.com has more information regarding the author and this book. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.